Imagine this. You're never truly alone. Right now, trillions of microscopic organisms are living on and inside your body, influencing everything from your immune system to your mood. This invisible world of microbes represents biology's most significant revolution since Darwin. As Walt Whitman wrote, "We are large and contain multitudes," quite literally. These microbes aren't just passive hitchhikers, they're essential partners in our existence. They digest our food, produce vitamins, break down toxins, protect us from pathogens, guide our development, educate our immune system, and even influence our behavior. The genetic wealth of our microbiome is 500 times greater than our own genome. And humans aren't unique in this partnership. Every animal on Earth exists in symbiotic relationships with microbes that grant them extraordinary abilities. From the glowing squid that uses luminous bacteria to hide its shadow, to wasps that deploy bacteria as living antibiotics to protect their young. For most of Earth's 4.54 billion year history, microbes ruled alone. If Earth's timeline were compressed into a single year, humans would appear just 30 minutes before midnight on December 31st. During their reign, microbes transformed our planet, enriching soils, inventing photosynthesis, and oxygenating our atmosphere. The most profound symbiotic event occurred about 2 billion years ago when a bacterium merged with another single-celled organism, creating the first complex cell. This improbable union, happening only once in 4 billion years, gave rise to all complex life. When viewed through a microbial lens, our bodies are living islands hosting vast microbial communities. Different body regions host their own dominant species: Propionibacterium on the skin, Bacteroides in the gut, Lactobacillus in the vagina. Contrary to popular belief, most aren't the disease-causing pathogens we fear. Of thousands of bacterial species in our bodies, fewer than 100 cause human diseases. The Hawaiian bobtail squid hides from predators using luminous bacteria in specialized light organs. These bacteria produce a downward glow matching moonlight, eliminating the squid's silhouette. More importantly, when just 5 bacterial cells contact a newly hatched squid, they trigger developmental changes that actually sculpt the squid's tissues. This phenomenon exists across species. Scientists find germ-free animals survive but develop compromised bodies, particularly in gut development, where microbes activate host genes for nutrient absorption, barrier formation, and blood vessel growth. Most critically, microbes shape our immune system. Without them, animals develop severely underdeveloped immunity, becoming vulnerable to both infections and autoimmune diseases. Rather than viewing the immune system as a military force distinguishing self from non-self, it functions more like ecosystem managers, rangers in a national park who control resident species while expelling problematic invaders. Remarkably, these creatures of the park, our microbes, hired the rangers in the first place, teaching them which species to nurture and which to remove. There is no such thing as a good microbe or bad microbe. These simplistic labels fail to capture complex, contextual relationships in nature. Bacteria exist on a continuum between parasitism and mutualism, often occupying multiple positions simultaneously. Helicobacter pylori both causes ulcers and protects against esophageal cancer. The same microbes can be beneficial in the gut but deadly in the bloodstream. Every symbiotic relationship involves inherent conflict. Partners have evolutionary interests that frequently clash. As evolutionary biologist Toby Kears notes, symbiosis is conflict, conflict that can never totally resolved. Animals manage these partnerships through physical containment and chemical signals. Human milk demonstrates this control with over 200 complex sugars that babies cannot digest but feed beneficial bacteria that calibrate the infant's developing immune system. In some cases, hosts and microbes become so interdependent they function essentially as a single entity. When bacteria live inside host cells and transmit directly from parent to offspring, they enter an evolutionary spiral of simplification. Their genomes shrink dramatically. While E. coli has about 4,600,000 DNA letters, the smallest known symbion has just 112,000. On remote Pacific coral reefs, scientists discovered striking ecosystem differences. Uninhabited Kingman Reef showcased vibrant corals full of life, while populated Christmas Island revealed slime-covered coral skeletons in murky water. This contrast resulted from disrupted microbial balance. Healthy corals maintain diverse microbiomes that resist pathogens through competition. When humans remove predatory fish, algae proliferate, releasing sugars that fuel microbial growth, especially pathogens. This creates a cycle where dying corals make space for more algae, feeding more pathogens that kill more corals. This pattern extends to human health. Our modern lifestyle, processed foods, antibiotics, and excessive cleanliness has disrupted ancient microbial partnerships. C-section births deprive babies of vaginal microbes, colonizing them with skin and hospital bacteria instead. Low-fiber diets starve beneficial gut bacteria, while antibiotics kill helpful microbes alongside pathogens, like nuking a city to deal with a rat. The consequences are clear. Inflammatory bowel disease has surged in developed countries since World War II, with IBD patients showing less diverse gut microbiomes. Malnourished children have stagnant, immature gut microbiomes that impair energy extraction. These disruptions may explain the recent dramatic increase in allergies, asthma, and obesity. Microbes transform animals into evolutionary winners by enabling them to exploit otherwise inaccessible resources. Aphids survive on nutrient-poor plant sap because bacteria synthesize essential amino acids for them. Blood feeders, like lice, depend on bacteria for B vitamins absent in blood. In the deep ocean, giant tube worms thrive by housing bacteria that convert toxic sulfides from hydrothermal vents into usable energy. Plant-eating animals cannot digest complex plant carbohydrates without microbial help. While humans get about 10% of their energy from microbial digestion, cows obtain 70%. Mexican howler monkeys demonstrate this partnership. When fruit becomes scarce and they switch to leaves, their microbes produce more energy-rich compounds, providing stability despite seasonal food changes. Plants defend themselves with toxins, but herbivores overcome these defenses through their microbiomes. Desert wood rats consume creosote bush leaves containing resin lethal to other rodents, thanks to detoxifying gut bacteria. When scientists eliminated these microbes with antibiotics, the wood rats lost their poison resistance, showing how quickly these vital microbial partnerships can be disrupted. Modern scientists now approach microbes like gardeners, cultivating beneficial species while removing harmful ones. This strategy has protected endangered frogs from fungal infections and treated stubborn C. difficile infections through fecal microbiota transplants. Scientists are engineering bacteria with new capabilities, creating microbial journalists that detect gut toxins and bacteria hunters targeting specific pathogens. In Australia, researchers combat dengue fever using mosquitoes carrying Wolbachia bacteria that prevent viral replication. Our built environment is being reconsidered through this microbial lens. Some architects advocate for bio-informed design that shapes buildings to foster beneficial microbes, similar to farmers planting wildflower strips to attract pollinators. This perspective transforms how we see our world. People become mobile ecosystems. Cities reveal their microbial underbellies, and handshakes become exchanges of living organisms. By viewing microbes as partners rather than enemies, we open possibilities for addressing major challenges, from antibiotic resistance to climate change, through the invisible world that has shaped life since Earth's beginning.